January 17th, 2011. This is Pulling You, number 28. Greetings, Bridge friends. It's Michael here at Bridge Hands. Welcome back for another week. Well, so what's this? Our video page looks a little different this week, doesn't it? Yes, we're going to be talking about Barbara Seagram to start. But before we get into that, I'd like to say is that some of you have been asking for a review on doubles. So we're going to have this week and next to go over takeout and negative doubles. And when I thought about this lesson, I thought, who's one of the leading book authors on this topic? Well, it's Barbara. She has a blockbuster book, actually has sold more bridge books since back in the 1950s of the Gorin days. And one of them is 25 Conventions You Should Know. And since we're talking about competitive bidding, the other one is Bridge, 25 Ways to Compete in the Bidding. But first, let's go to Barbara's website. So if we were to go to BarbaraSeagram.com, that's Barbara, S-E-A-G-R-A-M.com, we would go to her site and we can see it has several different places. She has local games and classes, cruises and trips, books and products, and a photo album of some of her previous cruises. So let's start off by going to cruises and trips. And we can see that in 2011, Vietnam, Briar Springs, cruising the transatlantic, South America coming up in 2012. Well, she sure thinks ahead, doesn't she? So let's dial one in. How about Vietnam? Well, a riverboat cruise, and Cambodia as well, and the riches of the Mekong Delta. And it looks like it's February 5th through the 28th. Hey, that's going to be a fairly long one. Must be a good itinerary. Let's take a look at some of the items. Oh, yeah. Starts off Ho Chi Minh City, Hoi An, Hue, and Hanoi. Yeah, it looks like a lot of great cities. Okay, well, that's a good one. What else you got, Barbara? How about this Briar Springs? And it looks like that's coming up in the spring, May 27th to the 29th. So 3 days for someone who wants something shorter. And what does it say? The Briars is recognized in Ontario Heritage Foundation, a par 71 golf course. And also they have tennis. So, if your bridge isn't going so good, you can always have some other games to do while you're out. Well, okay, let's take a look at her books and products. And for bridge books, oh goodness, look at all these books she's got. Pocket Guide to Conventions You Should Know, 25 Conventions You Should Know, More Bridge Conventions You Should Know. Well, there's a lot we should know, Barbara, and a lot she has to teach us. So if you were to go and scroll down, you would see all these terrific books she's got. And if you'd like, you could go to masterpointpress.com to get more information. Or for those who want the instant gratification, if we go up to the top, we can see that we can go to eBooks Bridge. And voila, over there, you can download books online. So you can do credit card processing and get an electronic copy of many of her books as well. All right, well, let's proceed forward. We're going to take a look at the Pulling You from this Monday. And then we'll go ahead and take a look at some lessons on the first element of takeout doubles. Well, back in the early days of bridge, in fact, back in the days of whist, a double was always used for penalty, a business double, as it's called. But back around 1912 or so, Brian McCampbell came up with what he called an informatory double. Subsequently, we call it a takeout double, which says to partner, geez, this contract's at a low level. The opponents have opened the bidding. I don't have a good five-card suit myself I'd like to bid, but I've got shortness in the opponent's suit and about opening hand values, so take it out. Bid something else. I'm giving you information, it's informatory, that I'd like you to bid a new suit. And at one and sometimes two level, and sometimes even at three level auctions, when a double is made, it's meant for takeout, not for penalty, where we normally don't attain a lot of points by doubling the opponents. Okay, let's take a look at some hands. East opens one diamond with an opening hand, and it's over to South. South, we do not have a five-card suit, and we'd like to bid. We've got four, six in clubs, 6 points, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We have a good opening values, but we don't have a suit, do we? So if we do a double using the opponent's strength, our weakness, to reverse it to say, partner, pick another suit, take it out. And our partner will bid another suit. In this case, we can see certainly going to have a spade fit. so we can go ahead and compete in the master suit, up to two spades. All right. And by the way, we'll be going through a lot of hands today. We won't be playing them hardly at all. We're just going to be doing some drills. So once again, one diamond, and this is the second hand from our pull that we had in pulling you today. We've got 7 points in spades. We've got another four in hearts, makes 11, and another six makes 17. Well, that's one no trump range, but we don't have stoppers in the diamond suits. And sure enough, they would mow us over in diamonds. So we are going to once again use a takeout double. One diamond by righty. We do a takeout double. Even though we don't have a four-card spade suit, our spades are good. We would like to have 4-4 in both of the majors. But when our partner bids in spades, we can be effectively competing once again in the master suit. As always, one diamond by east. This time, our points are not quite so strong. We have 5 points in spades. Another four in hearts makes 9. Two in clubs for the queen makes 11. Well, we've got a singleton. So when we're very short in the opponent's suit and say, take it out, this hand is as though it'll be dummy if when the partner bids the suit. So we get some distribution points for the shortness. Don't overdo it. We're not guaranteed with an 8-card fit. We hopefully will find partner with a 4-card suit in one of our three. So with a 4-4-4-1 shape, one in the opponent's suit, we take it out. And once again, we're going to find a nice spade fit. Number four is a horse of a different color. And we'll talk about this. Some people out there, they call it the type two doubles. And why do we call it type two? All the others were type one double. What's this type two stuff? Well, once in a while, we've got a very, very strong hand. And when the opponent bids a suit, if we were to just make an overcall, in this case, one diamond, if we were to go one spade, well, let's see how many points we've got. We got 10 points in spades. Another 5 in hearts makes 15. Ace of clubs, 19, plus several distribution for this wonderful suit. We only need a couple of tricks from partner to make game. And if partner has less than 6 points, we can't reasonably expect partner to bid. So what we do with a very strong hand and a very good self-sustaining suit, we double first. Our partner bids ostensibly one of our other suits like clubs or something. And then we go ahead, then show our suit. And our partner says, well, wait a second. You said take it out. I did. And now you're not following what I told you to do. What's going on? We shock partner to say we have a very big hand. And with any points at all, we want partner to continue bidding. Let's take a look at it. One diamond by east. A takeout double, seemingly for one of the three suits. A pass. Partner who would not normally bid with just a king and a queen bids two clubs, a pass. Now we bid two spades. Our partner said, wait a second, you said clubs was a fine suit. Now you're bidding spades. Oh, you have that type two double. You have 17, 18. Some people like even 19 points to do it, but a very strong hand. We can also count distribution points. So when we say two spades after partner's two clubs, partner is in shock and awe. And with a king of hearts and a queen of clubs, partner has some values. So we would want partner to either rebid clubs or bid diamonds, and eventually we will find ourselves in a four spade game. Obviously, South will keep coming back with ace, king, queen, jack, nine, little. And how do we do? Well, we don't lose any spades and hearts. We can play a heart up to the king, heart back, and finesse the queen. We don't lose any hearts. Incidentally, the best play on this hand is when the opening lead comes out, probably would be a diamond in east diamond suit. We would first play a ace of clubs and then a club to the queen. If the king is on the left side over with west, they will take it. And then we can go ahead later, and after we've pulled trump, come with a heart up to the king, play the queen, has now been promoted, pitching a heart, and we won't lose any heart tricks that way. So you can see we can easily make four our five level contract, even though our partner would not normally bid if we just overcalled one spade. The type two double, some call it. Try it. With big hands, you'll like it, and so will your partner. So in summary, on our pulling you today, all four of those hands, we would use a takeout double, this one for quite a different reason. Well, it looks like we're already up to the 10-minute mark, so why don't we split this video into two segments? So the commentary on the second half, part two, will be with Barbara Seagram's exciting exercises. See you there.